Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on Tuesday, April the 16th. And welcome to our commentary. I just happened to watch on television that the House managers walked over and presented the articles of impeachment. They may still be doing that. It's probably a long session. But they're presenting the articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorka, who was impeached by the House. Look, I think this is an important topic, and the Senate needs to pick it up. Now, they don't want to pick it up, of course, because there's a lot of Senate Democrats up for re-election, and some of them are in states where this is going to be a problem. And if they vote not to impeach or not to convict Mayorka, you know, some of them may have a problem explaining that back home, especially up in Montana and Ohio, a couple of states where a couple of Democrats are in a very tough re-election fight. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, look, I think that the country needs to have a debate. And that's why this trial, I believe, is the best place to do it. The country needs to have a debate about these idiotic policies on the border that have opened up the border in this fashion. I mean, you just cannot have people walking in like this or walking in and getting a little piece of paper that says a judge is going to see you in 5 years. That is not immigration. That is not asylum. That is the kind of chaos that we're seeing, not just on the border, but now in cities all across the country. So have the trial. Have the trial. Put up a defense or whatever they decide to do. I don't think they'll get the 67 votes to remove them, but I think we will have a debate, and a very good debate, on this particular topic, because there's no question in my mind that the Biden administration has really messed up the U.S. actually, not just the U.S.-Mexico border, but the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas, New Mexico, Nevada. I mean, not Nevada, but Arizona and California. So this is a mess. And whether it was deliberate or incompetence, you know, we can debate that. But somebody has to be held accountable, and this may very well be the only way to hold anybody accountable. So good luck with the trial. I want to hear what people are going to say to defend what Secretary Mayorkas did. It's going to be, I don't know how anybody can defend what he did, because it's so outrageous. Speaking of migrants, I have a post over at the American Thinker. Some migrants are now showing up on the California shore. They show up on boats. They get out of the boats. They run into the city. It's crazy. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. Now, part of the reason why they are going to the California shorelines is because Texas has done a very good job of closing the border. And what many of these migrants and the people who are, you know, bringing them to the United States, what they're doing is they're actually, you know, they know that Texas is a difficult place to come in. So they're going in Arizona, they're going in New Mexico, and they're going in California. And some are even getting more creative than that. They're going, you know, they're going in by the shore. So, I mean, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this before, where the borders of the United States are so out of control as they are right now. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. I've got a post coming up tomorrow about the city of Chicago. As you know, the city of Chicago is going to be the host city for the Democrats in August. But when you look at what's happening in the city of Chicago, they had 47 people shot this weekend. 47 people shot in all kinds of, you know, street fights and so on. One little girl was killed, 6 years old. There have now been over 100 kids killed in Chicago in these shootings over the weekends, over the last couple of years. It's absolutely horrible what is happening in that city. And when you think of the insecurity in Chicago, and you then think about what we just saw a couple of days ago, where the airport in Chicago, O'Hare Field, was literally closed. They closed the entry or the entrances to the airport so people couldn't get to the airport. People who were flying out or whatever couldn't get in because they had to shut off the entrances, and they had to physically remove people, but it took hours to do it. In the meantime, you literally have passengers getting out of the car and walking blocks or whatever they had to block or walk with their luggage And all of this is happening because people decide to protest and they think they have a right to block the entrance to an airport or the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. So imagine what Chicago is going to look like in August when you have maybe thousands of delegates coming into the convention, and they're going to be coming in by air. They're going to be coming in by air and by car or however they get in, and they're going to have to be moving around. So think of the chaos that there's going to be in that city where the streets are going to be blocked and these protests, and then what's going to happen inside the convention, because some of these people will get in the convention itself and create all kinds of demonstrations. So look, I wouldn't be surprised if the Democrats decide to move their convention somewhere else. If I was a Democrat, I would certainly encourage it, because Chicago is going to be a mess to hold a convention. I guarantee you that. It's just going to be an absolute mess to have a convention in the city of Chicago. Well, we mentioned a few days ago that there was an editor at NPR, National Public Radio, who had, published a very critical article of NPR and what he thought was their lack of, their lack of balance in the way news were covered. I wrote an article about this saying that NPR is where all things are not considered. All Things Considered, of course, is the name of that famous show that they have in the evenings. But the NPR president or director or whatever has come back, and they've punished this editor who wrote that article, and they're making his life miserable. And she's reacting, the head of NPR, she's reacting, attacking him and defending the integrity of NPR. And in a way, she's making the point that the editor was making, which is that this is an organization that just thinks one way. There's no dissent. There are no conflicting viewpoints. Everything is one way. And as I said many times, I don't care if NPR wants to be liberal. I really don't care. I don't have to listen to it. In fact, I have not listened to it in a long time. But at one time I did. I think, as I mentioned in a previous video, that at one time I used to listen to NPR a lot because it was a good place to get information. And that's something that I've always enjoyed doing, going somewhere for information. But they haven't been that way for years. I mean, right now, they're nothing but a one-sided demonstration of information. In fact, I call them the woke palace. That's what they are, the woke palace. So this lady is going after the editor, the lady who's the manager of NPR, going after the editor, and they're going to make his life miserable. And here's my conclusion to all of this. As I said, I don't care if NPR wants to be liberal. I really don't care. But please don't do it with taxpayer money. And the Republicans are going to have to take a look at this funding and shut it down. Simply shut down NPR. Shut down the funding. They don't have to shut down NPR, but you shut down the funding. And you tell NPR, hey, you got to go out. You got to go out. And you got to find your own funding like everybody else does through advertising. Go out, advertise. Hey, get money that way. Everybody does that. And that's the way they should do it. You know, the idea that you're going to be one-sided in your news coverage, but you're going to be funded by the taxpayers, well, that's just crazy. That is absolutely wrong. And that has to be shut down as soon as possible. And hopefully, if there is a Republican House and a Republican Senate and a Republican president, they can do it. They can do it next year and shut down NPR. Just shut it down. Not shut it down as a station, I mean, but shut down the funding, so that they have to go out and compete with everybody else for funding like everybody else does. I mean, you go out and you sell advertising and you get funding. You have to tell the advertisers how many people are watching. I understand all of that. That's what they got to start doing over at NPR. And the sooner the better, the sooner the better. And if you want to contribute to NPR or if you want to advertise in NPR, hey, that's a free country. You can do it. You can do it, but don't do it with public funds. That is simply wrong and not the way to go after this particular demonstration on the part of NPR, that there's nothing tolerant about NPR. I mean, they're just a one-sided street. That's all that they are. Well, just a quick thing I learned in the news a little bit before we recorded this, that Whitey Herzog passed away. He was in his mid-90s. Whitey Herzog was a great manager in the major leagues. He managed the St. Louis Cardinals to a couple of World Series victories. He also managed the Kansas City Royals back in the 70s when they were also winning some divisions. So he was a very well-respected manager, tremendous credentials as a manager, a wonderful person, a great interview. If you ever saw him interviewed, he was a great interview, one of these guys who had a knack for the one-liners. So Whitey Herzog passed away today, mid-90s. Great guy, and rest in peace, and our best sympathies to the Whitey Herzog family. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.